How personal and chatty should you get when you're writing your resume? I mean, should you tell them that you're learning the Argentinian tango? I'm Jody Phillips. What exactly is the HR guy going to read into your list of personal activities? I don't know about him, but I can tell you that over the years, I have seen everything. I've seen keeping pet snakes. I've seen stargazing, hang gliding, clowning, Sudoku addicts, and luge athletes. To me, that's a Peking duck on a sled. So how are you going to decide whether you're going to put a hobby section, and if you do, what you're going to put into it? Well, it's really pretty simple. If you've got some meaty material in there to sell, you put it in. What's meaty material, you ask? Well, for instance, an elite or a competitive athlete. That's meaty material. Why? Well, what does it take to be a competitive athlete? You got to get up at 4 in the morning. I think that takes a little discipline. You've got to be prepared to train for 6 hours a day with increasingly difficult challenges all the time and still get an outcome. Now, who wouldn't want to hire somebody who could do that? Come on, of course they would. So what about that Argentinian tango? Do you think you really want to reveal that? Well, I think you do if you're doing it because you love it, you love the culture, you love dance, and it's meaningful to you. If you're doing it just for romance, my personal opinion, skip it. I'm Jody Phillips.